Good morning, this is David, and we're going to take a break from going through the Psalms at the moment. We're going to start a series of readings that will take us up to Christmas Day. So this morning I'm reading from Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 and 15. Okay, Genesis 3, 8 to 15. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." So as we're looking forward towards Christmas, and we celebrate the birth of Christ, the coming into this world as the Son of God, and here we have in the chapter in Genesis that is heading the fall. This is where it all goes wrong. So we have the guilty party, Adam and Eve, hiding themselves because they're ashamed, they're fearful of God, they've lost that relationship with the Father, because they are now afraid, whereas before they walked with him in the cool of the day. So in verse 15 we get down to the crux of it. "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." And here we have Christ died on the cross. That was the bit where Satan thought he'd won. It basically, in biting Christ and killing him on that cross, he was thinking he was winning. But then Jesus took all the venom that Satan could take and put into him, and he bore all that sin and shame and guilt on that cross. So he says, "He shall bruise your head." So Satan was completely crushed at that point when Jesus rose 3 days later. So when we look forward to the birth of Christ, we always have to think on the 3 years after that point, or the 3 years after the end of his ministry. He was crucified, he died 3 days later, he rose from the grave, and he is restoring. He brings about the end of this curse, this fall. He gets, so as guilty people, we can now come to the Father and say thank you. The amazing thing in this chapter is that Jesus was planned before these very events. He knew that he was coming to be the salvation of this world. So let's just pray and just remember these things as we get nearer and nearer to Christmas. The Father God, I just thank you that you had this plan all in mind all a while. Lord, you just love your creation that was so beautiful, Lord, and so perfect. Lord, we see the disharmony that came to this fall, to this disobedience. But Lord, I just thank you through your Son, Jesus, that he came into this world through Mary, through the woman spoken in this in this passage here, Lord, and we know that Jesus bore all the venom of Satan on that cross for us. So, Lord, we just thank you. And, Lord, let us just to continue to remember that as we celebrate your coming, Jesus. Lord, we just remember also that you, probably 33 years later, died on that cross for us, Lord. So, Lord, I just thank you. We just really praise you this morning. Amen.